Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to the show before, I'm glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thank you, and I hope you'll be back. I am D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 082 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast, recorded on July 23rd, 2012. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing levels and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. So how was your week? Our friend Jerry, Dot's recent widower, wanted to go to the beach because they always used to go there. Here's where I have to say to you non-New Jerseyans that we in New Jersey actually use the colloquial term down the shore when the rest of the world says to the beach. So he invited us to go down the shore as opposed to the beach. That's how we would say it here in New Jersey. Well, it seemed like it was a really important thing to him. And we like the shore, but don't go too frequently. It's just a bit of a hassle in the summer between the traffic and the time involved. We belong to a gorgeous pool less than a mile from our house, and that's what we usually do when we want to swim. Granted, it doesn't have the pounding surf and the sand and all that, but sometimes time and quality of life during that travel makes a difference. So we don't do the beach too often. But Jerry wanted to go, and he used to go all the time with Dot, and they hadn't gone for a couple of years because she was so sick, so he invited us to join us. So we said sure. It seemed like it was so important to him. Of course, Jerry chose a 100-degree day. Wow, 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 it was hot. Aside from the blistering heat, it was a good change of pace and a good time to be supportive and bonding with him, so I wouldn't go back and do it over again differently. And no question about it, we'll go down the shore with him whenever he asks during the summer. I just hope it's not going to be 100 degrees again. It was brutal. I mean, it was like an oven because the sand was radiating the heat right back at you. So no umbrella, no amount of being wet really helped that much. My student Shira came home for 2 days between the weeks she just spent in Israel and departing for camp early this morning. Before she took off to Israel, I promised to lend her my old Tough Touch. I just did a quick search, and these are no longer being sold, so don't think you can go out and buy a Tough Touch. Shira seemed so surprised that I would allow her to take mine to camp with her. I hope she'll use it. If you don't know what a Tough Touch is, it's a plastic, I suppose, injection molded replica of the 5th to the 9th frets of a guitar neck, strings and all. If I still have a photo of it, I will put it in the show notes. I know I mentioned this device on a podcast a year or two ago. Shira isn't taking her guitar but doesn't want to lose her calluses, and that's precisely what it's for. It's called Tough Touch, mainly because you get the sensation of playing, almost the sensation anyway, of playing on a string when you use this little device. It's by no means a perfect design, and it's a bit fiddly to use, but it's better than nothing. Shira, I hope you're going to actually set aside some time to use that Tough Touch. That's why I'm lending it to you. I will be looking forward to you returning from camp and resuming your lessons soon. If you're traveling to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, or any other nearby locale, please consider making it to the Les Paul in Mahwah exhibit at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey. And in case that name is strange to you and you want to Google it and you do not have access to the links I'm going to put in the show notes, Mahwah is spelled just the way it sounds, M-A-H-W-A-H. During July, the exhibit is open on Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. It's amazing and inspiring, and don't forget that you can reserve time to play one of Les Paul's guitars through one of his amps at the museum. All the details are available at the museum website, and I will include that in the show notes. Of course, while on the topic of Les Paul, don't forget, too, that you can reserve your copy of Thank You, Les, the documentary and album put together as a tribute to Les Paul. As I mentioned last week, Joni was nice enough to send me a sneak here of the CD. The roster of artists and the music is fabulous. Mine is already reserved. Well, it was totally inevitable. My DRs are dead and need replacing. Some of it is due to even more playing than usual because of my Raptor picks, which I can't seem to put down. Now my guitars are painful to hear. Since I love my Raptor picks so much and can't stop playing with them, I will change my strings this week. It won't be a hassle to set aside the time, because if you hate what your guitar sounds like and you love to play, that's incentive enough. And I don't have a really, really overly full schedule of commitments aside from teaching this week. If you have never used DR strings on your guitar or bass, they're incomparable. Give them a try. I do not get paid for saying that, and I know I mention them almost every week, if not every week. They're the finest strings I have come across in all the years that I've played, including imports and all kinds of other strings. My student schedule is light, but it's great that I had two students in the student spotlight this week. The question of the week this week is from Katie with a C, regarding parentheses in her music. The news is a reminder about this year's Experience PRS dates and the details, and the take note topic is focused on the left hand. Now, a word from my sponsor, and then we'll move along to this week's student spotlight. Once in a great while, something comes along that's literally revolutionary. The Raptor R Series guitar pick is just such a creation. It affords its user a sublime quartet of sounds which can be summoned with the mere rotation of the brilliantly designed Raptor pick. Not only is it beautifully executed, an ingenious idea, but the first experience of playing with it is hard to describe in a really good way. The Raptor R Series guitar pick has generated various descriptions. Tools for the creative. From the moment you pick up a Raptor R Series, it's obvious a great deal of thought has gone into its design. And from the second you touch a string, you can both feel and hear the difference between a Raptor and other picks you've tried. Beautiful and tactile. Raptors have three very carefully sculpted tips. They've been created using the same sophisticated design and modeling techniques employed to produce Formula One racing cars, and the result of this design effort means they've been able to take the humble pick to a completely new level of performance. Absolutely amazing. Each playing tip forms complex curves designed to glide effortlessly over your guitar strings. Raptors produce clean tones with almost imperceptible attack that range from that of the brightest, thinnest pick through to the warm, rich tones normally associated with much thicker picks. And my favorite, the pursuit of excellence. They decided from the outset that Raptor picks would be subject to very strict quality control procedures. Each R-Series plectrum is precision molded from high-grade acrylic, then individually printed and inspected to ensure it meets their high standards prior to leaving their UK-based factory. Great for an all-around or specialty pick in your arsenal. Without a question, a unique gift that will impress the hardest-to-please guitarist in your life. The pick that will change everyone's playing from rank beginner to seasoned pro. Raptor Picks. The guitar pick of the 21st century that will revolutionize your playing and enable you to play more creatively. A new look, a new feel, a new shape, many sounds. Now, are you ready to sound better and have your creative juices primed? This extraordinary tool for the discriminating guitarist who strives for excellence is now available in the U.S. Visit RaptorPicksUSA.com to see and hear the incomparable Raptor pick. Free Raptors with every order of 4 picks or more is just another way of
I'm so happy
that the warm glow of the student spotlight is shining on two students,
like
especially considering my schedule's rather light.
And Twitter.
Andy
Raptor
for the second
Picks
time in a row, and Lanny for the first time in quite a while. Yay, you both rock. You did excellently. Andy, I know I saw you just before you're ready to take off for a while. You're really on a roll, and I hope you'll continue progressing. I can't wait to see you when you return from your extended vacation. And Lanny, my dear, I could tell that you were motivated by possibly getting back into the student spotlight this week because it's been a long time since you were in it. Well, the work paid off, didn't it? I hope you'll continue to be conscientious with your practice during the summer. I know there are a lot of distractions, but my dear, you are in a rare classification. You are a very young, very gifted guitarist. Of course, you need to be trained more and learn more and accomplish more as far as the skill of playing guitar, but very few people your age play at all, and you should capitalize on your unique abilities. You did great work. I hope you're in the spotlight again next week. Just a memo to my students who are away. If you have your guitar with you, and that's probably about half of you, practice as though I were seeing you on your usual lesson day, and when that day comes, assess whether you think I would put you in the spotlight or not. I know it's just a head game, but it might be a little bit of motivation. If I would not put you in the spotlight, you know what you need to do. And if I would put you in the spotlight, consider yourself an honorary spotlight sharer. Now, let's move along to this week's question of the week. This week's question is from Katie with a C, and it came in by email. What does it mean if there's a note in parentheses in my music, that the note is optional? That's a good question, but there are a few answers, Katie. You didn't exactly specify what kind of music you're playing, so let me give you a range of a few answers that are my suspicion as far as what you're playing. The most commonly seen parenthetic notes are the notes that only appear in a particular verse of lyrics, and for another verse, there are no words or syllables. In that case, the unnecessary note or notes that lack corresponding words or syllables are enclosed with parentheses. Although this is the opposite of what Katie asked, when the reverse is true, that there are additional notes and corresponding words or symbols after the first verse, those additional notes are usually written extremely tiny. You will see this very often in vocal music, where the meter of the lyric in repeating verses is not identical. Anyway, yes, I know that most guitarists play the guitar part and not the vocal line of songs, but when my beginners are not yet sufficiently equipped to play the guitar part of songs they like, I often have them work through the melody line. This could be the case with Katie, and for those of you who have never done that, whether you teach and you have not had your students play vocal lines of songs that are predominantly played, the guitar part of which are predominantly played by guitarists, it's very good because most lyrical music, if it's not, say, death metal or something, but something that has genuinely singable lyrics, the timing of the notation is very complex for most vocal melodies. You know, they're not straight quarter notes and eighth notes. There's a lot of dotted notes. There are a lot of rests. So what it lacks in harmonic challenge, it definitely has in rhythmic challenge and sight reading, sharps and flats and things like that. So for beginners, that's actually very good, even though they're not playing the guitar parts of the songs they like. That was a bit off topic. Now, back to Katie's question. Parentheses are also used on bend notes. Now, you know, it varies from music publisher to music publisher. Some publishers use them to enclose the fretted note instead of a teeny-weeny note when a bend is required. Other publishers use parentheses for the destination pitch rather than the fretted note of a bend. then sometimes you'll see parentheses around a couple of notes of a chord. And I'm thinking of a particular circumstance in the notation of Stairway to Heaven, about a half a page before the solo, in which a phrase that's been played several times before is fleshed out at one point with some extra notes, and they're in parentheses. Sometimes if those notes are in parentheses, the notes are played by another guitarist. Other times it's truly optional or just an alternate rendering of the music. You know, if the publisher is aware that there is a disparity between early recordings and a live version, they may give you an option. I'm sorry not to be more specific, but there are lots of possibilities, and you didn't give me a concrete example. You didn't send me a PDF of the page. So please, Katie, if you'd like to follow up with a little more clarifying email, I will answer you more clearly. If not, I hope this satisfied your question. If you have a question that you would like me to address on this podcast, please email it to me at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Now that's guitartechnique@gmail.com. If I use your question, I will be glad to send you a Guitar Technique tutor pick, just like the one I'm sending to Katie. Now, let's move along to this week's news. In the news this week is the Experience PRS 2012 dates and details. PRS Signature Club members are acquainted with this yearly happening, but for the uninitiated, I mention it a time or two during the summer. The Paul Reed Smith Guitar Factory opens its doors for factory tours, clinics throughout the days, and there'll be food and food vendors on site and all kinds of great stuff. This is an experience. If you are near the Maryland factory, you should really go. You know, PRS are fabulous guitars. I love, 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 love them. Each one is a work of art. Each one has been meticulously designed and meticulously handmade. And they're just incomparable. They're fabulous. Just so you know, years ago for the Experience PRS events, they used to supply complimentary food. That is not possible for them to do anymore, which, of course, everything is expensive. So there will be complimentary bottled water, soda, and coffee provided, but the food and beer are for purchase in the event. I'm sure the vendors they bring in are good. You Signature Club members who attend the members-only event on Thursday night will be treated to a light fare dinner at no cost because you're special. When and where is this? The dates are September 13th through the 15th. Now, the Signature Club event is September 13th, and unless you are a Signature Club member, that is not for you. The location is the PRS Guitar Factory at 380 Long Canoe Circle in Stevensville, Maryland. I always say Stevenville. Stevensville, Maryland. If you're not local to Maryland but are thinking this would make a great early autumn getaway or road trip, there are a couple of hotels that have special rates for this, and I'll link to all of these in my show notes, but they're the O'Callaghan Hotel at 174 West Street in Annapolis. Their rate is $165 a night plus tax. There is a special reference when you make hotel reservations there to include you in this group package rate. There's also the Hilton Garden Inn in Annapolis at 305 Harry S. Truman Parkway. This rate for the King Evolution Room is $139. For a queen and queen bed evolution room is also $139. This includes complimentary wireless and wired internet access, free parking, and access to their 24-hour workout facility and business center. Then there's also the Holiday Inn Express and Suites in historic Annapolis at 2451 Riva Road. Their rates are $169 at night, and just like all the other hotels, they have a group rate. So if you have never been to this event and you're a PRS owner, if you're a PRS admirer, if you're a guitarist who is an enjoyer of guitar eye candy and information, or you just want a beautiful weekend in Maryland in September when the weather's usually nice, provided we're not having a hurricane or something, this might be something you'll check out. I will probably mention it very briefly, not as detailed as today, in a future podcast as that weekend draws near, unless I hear that the reservations are closed. You can reserve your spot to go online, and I highly recommend it. It's a great time. Now, let's move along to this week's Take Notes segment. My Take Note topic this week is one that I've mentioned a few times since this podcast began. It has manifested a few different ways. It seems that with every few new students, I have to cover it again. I imagine my new students are a fair cross-section of guitarists, so it's time to bring up left-hand arm technique. I'm currently working with a new student who is a lefty and who has a few form problems from before we began working together. The lefty part is a benefit because this student has their dominant hand on the neck, which is great as far as dexterity and strength go. But dexterity and strength without a good wrist angle don't get you very far. In the case of this student, they found it very difficult to separate the larger knuckles of their index and middle fingers on the left hand. I haven't actually come across this issue for a while and decided to bring up the left hand and mainly left wrist angle again because it's a recurring and besetting manifestation with many beginner guitarists. It's that pesky wrist position again. The shape of your left hand and the angle of the left wrist have everything to do with whether you will play well as opposed to playing mediocrely. You have to achieve a separation between your fingers and keep them and train them to be habitually over the frets they need to play. That's the desired technique, or I like to call it form, because what most people do is they move their hand around over the fingerboard in order to play a different finger, even though they're staying in the same 4 or 5 fret position. So if you find your hand moving laterally over the fingerboard, you should be listening to this, because what we're going for is a trained or habitual hand position and spread of fingers that you don't even think about when you play. You shouldn't have to think about, oh, I better keep my fingers apart because I'm playing on frets that have a sizable span, neck territory span. You shouldn't have to think about that. Your left hand should somewhat be shaped like a C, except that the very tip of your thumb should not touch the neck, and the point of your thumb should not bend inward, which is what I see all the time, but rather it should sort of lock with your thumb tip straight, or in my case, in the case of anyone who's played for a very long time, your thumb tip should be actually pointing away from the neck. So it's not a straight thumb, the tip of it is pointing away. This totally unnatural grip is what's necessary to push your left wrist out in front of the neck a little bit rather than have it beneath the neck. And that, therefore, will get your elbow out of your side, which will give you more efficient attack in whatever position you're playing. And it'll also give you more power and it'll take you less effort to fret. It will also cause your left hand to be in that modified C shape. Yes, I know it's weird. Yes, I know it will stress the muscles and tendons that run over the top of your left hand when you first begin doing this. Yes, I know you may not maintain that hand position as a rule, but you should. Your thumb should move around the back of the neck, but not to the abandonment of that modified C shape. Yes, the shape will change a little bit depending upon what you're playing, but not much. This aspect of proper form, which yields the best playing technique, is what I most often find lacking in self-taught or poorly taught guitarists. Trust me, if you're strangling the guitar neck with your palm on the neck and your fingers close together, it will impede your progress later. It may not be affecting you now, and you may think you're just amazing now, but you're going to hit a wall and you will not be able to progress farther than that. The sooner you correct it, the sooner it will cease to be your besetting obstacle. To capsulize, left hand shaped like a C, but with your thumb straight or locked so that it points away from the neck of the guitar, but the joint is making good contact with the neck. Wrist slightly in front of the neck, definitely not beneath it. Elbow away from your body and not sticking in your waist. Adopt these elements of correct playing form and you will find that some of the challenges you encounter will definitely lessen or disappear. That wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 082. After another word from my sponsor, we'll go to the outro and wrap this baby up. My personal experience with the Raptor pick is the most compelling argument that I have for you for trying the pick. I may or may not have mentioned on this show that I am extremely particular about the pick I use. In fact, I had not digressed from the pick that I thought was the be-all, end-all for me for decades and decades. I was sold and had perhaps, quote-unquote, tried another pick from time to time with a closed mind and no expectation of it supplanting the pick I used, which has always and will remain nameless. When I received my Raptor pick, its appearance caused mixed emotions. It was strikingly different. There's nothing that looks like it. Definitely not like what I used to refer to as my pick. It was also ingenious. I immediately saw its potential capabilities, but I was still dubious that the potential capabilities were anything more than virtual, that is, until I played with it. The brilliance of this aptly named pick is the clean attack from each playing tip, never mind that there are 3 to 4 distinct sounds that at your disposal with a mere rotation of the pick. I love that I can have the crispness of a thin pick, which I never used because of the raspy pick noise it produced. It was just too distracting for me. I just couldn't stand it. The Raptor delivers that clean, crisp sound without any pick noise. That alone bowled me over. The middle size point yields a familiar, slightly warmed up, but still very clear and clean tone. I like that. The broad, round tip is the one I like best for big, round tone dripping with sweetness. I like very round sounds. I do not like harsh metallic sounds from my guitars unless I'm playing for speed and it's exactly what's called for. But overall, I'm a round, sweet sound lover. The cherry on top is the little cutout for popping strings and for easier pinched harmonics. How could I not love this pick? I switched to it and I will never use my old pick again. That's just impossible. I don't do shameless plugs for anything besides DR strings on this show, and I never promote anything inferior. You should definitely try this pick. Without question, a unique gift that will impress the hardest to please guitarist in your life, even a picky teenage guitarist. The pick that will change everyone's playing from rank beginner to seasoned pro. Raptor Picks, the guitar pick of the 21st century that will revolutionize your playing and enable you to play more creatively. A new look, a new feel, a new shape, many sounds. This extraordinary tool for the discriminating guitarist who strives for excellence is now available in the U.S. Visit RaptorPicksUSA.com to see and hear the incomparable Raptor Pick. Free Raptors with every order of 4 picks or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. Like and follow Raptor Picks USA on Facebook and Twitter. Raptor Picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. Shira, I hope you will use my tough touch and not lose it at camp. Don't forget the Les Paul and Mahwah exhibit at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey. Exhibit hours in July are Sunday from 1 to 5. While we're talking about Les Paul, reserve your copy of Thank You, Les. I had a sneak here of all 21 tracks, and it's going to be a fitting tribute. Congratulations to Andy and Lanny. Great work. I hope one of you is in the spotlight again next week. Have fun on vacation, Andy. Parentheses can have various meanings in your music. If you are playing from a book, see if there's a symbol legend. Save the date and make your reservations for Experience PRS 2012. The dates are September 13th through 15th. Don't let poor left-hand form prevent you from playing well and advancing. Check out the most amazing pick you'll ever use, the genuine Raptor pick from raptorpicksusa.com. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 082 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, which is GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and that you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me if you have a question for the Question of the Week segment. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I am not a tweeting maniac, but I do update the people following me with guitar-y things, and I retweet what I think is interesting or that I think you should know about. On my homepage and the podcast page of my website, you'll find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and or to subscribe to the show notes by email or a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best and my number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you are a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, try genuine Raptor Picks from Raptor Picks USA if you haven't already, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time.